Region 15C Baseball Action Live here on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hamish with you, broadcasting from Cold Spring Baseball Park. We are knotted at 1-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Cold Spring Rockies, a pitching change as Eli Backus has exited. Jake Brinker on in relief of Eli Backus. Jake, a big left-hander. And the Martins with the bases loaded and only one out.
You talk do or die, Randy, and in a normal situation, this game would still be Eli Backus's without a doubt. He wouldn't have that short of a hook. But as I had mentioned, it's win or go golfing, and you have to throw your best at it right now. So they started Backus. They got seven outs out of him, and for now the game will be Brinker's, and we'll have to watch the corner infielders here and see if a little squeeze box is played.
1-1 our score, and Tanner Arsenault will take a ball outside, and 1-0 to Tanner. Tanner in his first at-bat today, bounced to the third baseman. Four hits for the Martins, and the pitch from Brinker is high and outside in the count 2-0. No room for Tanner on the base paths.
No, and hot water for Brinker to come into as base is loaded, one out, middle of the order, tie game.
Here's the 2-0, right across the middle of the plate. There's a strike called, and 2-1.
Tanner was the hero for St. Martin last Saturday during our noon game with the walk-off victory over Spring Hill. My apologies for ripping off Band-Aids, Chargers.
2-1 the count. Arsenault a swing and a miss. And the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Good job battling back right there from Brinker. Base is chucked. You fall behind 2-0. That squeezed that ball a little tighter sometimes, Randy, but he comes right back with 2 strikes.
2-2 the count. Brinker ready. The lefty rocks and fires in a swing and a miss. What a huge strikeout for Jake Brinker and the Rockies.
To get the out without putting the ball in play. And we talked about it all weekend last weekend, Randy. Bases loaded, under 2 outs. You have to put the ball in play. But it's not an easy game. Round ball, round bat. It's tough to square up. And just a big strikeout right there from Jake Brinker.
Brady Goebel to the plate. Brady 1-for-1. And he'll foul it off at the plate in the count 0-1 to Brady. Yeah, the Martins' first hit today. That was the last inning.
A solid knock to the right side for Goble.
Bases loaded. Kyle Leeser at third. Zach Moritz at second. Brian Schlungen at first. Jake Brinker's pitch on the way. Nice stop by Calvin Kultoff. That pitch in the dirt, just barely clearing home plate, and Calvin just dropped to his knees, kept it in front of him.
It's that curveball confidence you were talking about, not only on the mound, but for the catcher. If it gets by him, it's now a 2-1 game in favor of St. Martin as Leeser walks home. But no, he knocks it down, and big stop right there.
Brinker's ready. There's the pitch that catches the outside corner. And 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 to Brady Goble. Both teams are picking up a run here in the third inning. See Brinker as he delivers 1-2. That bounces up to the plate. Calvin Kultoff does not have an idea where it is.
My.
And it rolls up the third base line. And Kyle Leeser broke initially like he was going to come home. Then he saw Jake Brinker getting closer to the baseball and was like, no, I can't do this.
That ball goes like 15 feet up the third baseline. If that's 15 feet up the first baseline, Leeser's taking a chance right there.
Yeah.
But you can't run at the ball with 2 outs, Randy. Like he had an opportunity to go, but it, in his head, like, well, I can't run.
No.
I mean, Brinker could grab it, tag me, and then
and he
I ran into an out.
And he would have.
And he would have. And so, but Kyle with that look on third, like, son of a, like, of all the places that thing bounced, it's right up the third base line. And Kultoff gets the timeout from the umpire, Dave Peterson, as he walks a pearl out to Brinker on the mound. And Kelvin, I think I don't know if he took that one high or what.
He did.
But
he was holding.
Just man. In an inning of breaks, the Rockies caught one right there.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Brinker's pitch. That's a little bit low again. Nice stop by Kelvin. And now Brinker's got to come with something with the bases loaded. 3-2, 2 outs.
Got a text from Albany head baseball coach Al Almdahl. What's up, double A's? As he said that they had a play this spring where the ball hit a base umpire, and they called it a dead ball. And he said, official scoring in their book, they put it as a hit to pad averages. Is that coach speak for you right there or what?
The runners go on 3-2. Goble rips it to third and off. Jonas down the right field line, left field line it goes. That'll score two as the runners were off. And now Brian Schlungen's going to try to score, and he is going to be tagged out at the plate. And that's the way the third inning ends. The Martins coming up with three big runs, though. Three runs as we'll wait on the Jonas play over at third.
That's a single.
That is a single off of Jonas. So three runs here in the inning for the Martins on four hits. There were no errors and one man left on base. We played three. It's St. Martin 3, the Cold Spring Rockies 1. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute on KASM.
Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. We'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Nancy Mathiasen, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the fourth inning here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. The Martins have grabbed the lead back. Now is 3-1 and up for Scott Leeser, a two-run lead. I think the Cold Spring Rockies are going to have something to say about it. Austin Duffner leads it off. Calvin Kulta of Colin Eskew facing Scott Leeser for a second time as Duffner that time had a good cut on the first pitch, and he misses, though, 0-1.
That ball scolded by Brady Goble for those who have the same parents as me listening at a bachelor party.
Here's a ground ball to Tanner Arsenault, and Arsenault bobbles it again, and safe at first is Duffner. Tanner had that one come up on him. And an error on Tanner is second in the ballgame.
He's getting a talking to right now from shortstop and captain Kyle Leeser. As Kyle just trying to keep his second baseman's head up right now. Not an easy play. I mean, a play that should be made in an error. That's why it's ruled an error. But play, not the easiest. It wasn't Sunday hop by any means.
Hit more towards the middle of the field. Brings up Calvin Kultoff. Kultoff shows bunt, puts it down the first base line. This will go foul. Almost reaches first base. Just couldn't pull that bat back far enough to get a soft drop on the baseball.
You talk about barrels.
That was
squared up pretty good. Trevor Lardy had to stop that thing before it ended up at Austin Schoenberg's house.
0-1 the count to Calvin Kultoff. Calvin 0-for-1 so far today. A fly ball to center field and is only at bat. Scott Leeser ready. Kultoff shows bunt again, and the pitch a little bit high. Brian Schlungen looks back at the home plate umpire.
Where was that?
And the count, one ball, one strike. Thing is, Kirby, what happened there? Brian Schlungen jumped up too quick.
Can't see it. If you didn't see it.
He cannot see that where that pitch was.
You surprised with the bunt right here, down two?
I am. And Kultoff, a power hitter. I mean, you get a double out of his bat. Kultoff tries to push it down the first base line again, and it goes foul. And now at 1-2 to Calvin.
Tough guy's a hitter, tough guy's bunt, too. That's the name of the game. But he just took two kicks at the can for Calvin on the bunt attempt. And you're in the fourth inning. I mean, who am I to tell anyone how to manage a game or anything? But it's just interesting strategy.
And Calvin is struggling at the plate. He was 1-for-10 coming into this at bat in the tournament so far.
The bottom of the order coming up. You got some new faces.
Kultoff sticks the bat out, pops it up to Arsenault at second. Tanner will make the catch for the first out here in the fourth. Yeah, and you put Calvin in a position there, Kirby. It's like protecting the plate now, and that's what happens.
So they get the leader, or they get that first out with the leadoff man on in the form of Duffner.
Be Colin Eskew to the plate. Colin 0-for-1 today, ground ball to short in his only at bat. 3-1, St. Martin leading here in the fourth. Eskew ground ball to second. Tanner flips to Kyle Leeser for one. The relay to first. In time, a 4-6-3 double play, and that'll end the Rockies' fourth. No runs, no hits. There was an error, and no one left on base. We played 3.5, St. Martin 3. The Cold Spring Rockies 1. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
IPM Incorporated, precision machining and gear cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated. Precision machining and gear cutting in Waite Park. Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ballgame this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring.
All right, we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jalen Arsenal will replace Avery Schmitz as the designated hitter. So Jalen grabs a bat here against the lefty, Jake Brinker. So Carl going with that righty versus lefty versus having Schmitz in there, lefty. First pitch, a strike call to Avery Schmitz and 0-1. Or two, excuse me, Jalen Arsenal, 0-1. Pitches a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. 3-1, St. Martin leading the Cold Spring Rockies here, bottom of the fourth. Arsenal ground ball to deep short. New down on it. He'll one hop it to Duffner at first, and Austin hangs on to that one hopper and out. 6-3 is Arsenal.
Newsy. Wow. Flashing the old red mitt. That was not an easy play, Randy. Deep in the hole. Did he throw that from his? He just got up and just a dart across the diamond. It did short hop Duffner in a nice stretch by the big boy at first, but very nice play from short and first base right there for the Rockies to get the leader here in the fourth.
So 6-3 on the put out, and to the plate, it's Ryan Messer, the third baseman. Jake Brinker's pitch. Messer rips it into left field, a solid base hit for this young man who just keeps hitting.
Nice knock right there for Ryan Messer as Brinker will get me overhooked to start the at-bat. Messer punches it right into left field. Get that, get another base runner for St. Martin. They lead by two here.
Messer's now 4-for-9 in the tournament. So base runner for the Martins and one out. Derek Cole to the plate. Derek had a base hit and a run scored last inning. Jake Brinker kicks, delivers, and Cole will take a ball outside, 1-0. What a beautiful day here in central Minnesota. So we get close to that 1 o'clock. Brinker's pitch and Cole check swing. It's a little bit low and the count at 2-0.
Good hold right there from Cole. Rockies appeal. Our favorite, Randy, the base umpire standing behind the mound at second with the appeal call. Like he has any idea if he went around or not.
Right. Two balls, no strikes. Here's Cole, ground ball to second. Geislinger fouls it, and everybody's safe, as that seems to be the part of the field today that infielders are having difficulty fielding the ball.
We talked about it, I don't know, 10 times last weekend about doing step two before doing step one. As a double play to be turned, you need to field, then throw, not throw, then field. You throwing it to second means nothing unless you field it first, and Alex trying to be a little too quick. It was hit slowly. So it's tough to, you know, tough to say that would have been a double play turn anyway. So goes down as an error first for the Rockies.
Matthew Schlungen at the plate. The first pitch to Matthew, a ball, 1-0. Now, Duffner over at first was charging already, thinking maybe Matthew was going to bunt again. But they're letting him swing away, and the pitch a little bit high, and now 2-0 to the number 9 hitter for the Martins, Kyle Leeser, on deck. 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for the Martins. 1 run, 2 hits, and an error for the Rockies.
KASM AM 1150, FM 107.7, 105.5, KDDG HD2 in Albany, Minnesota, and online at mykasm.com as we are at 1 o'clock.
Matthew Schlungen takes the strike called, and now 2 balls and a strike. 2 on the count. Never know, though. Kyle Leeser, he's throwing some signs to his base runners. It's Matthew Schlungen's a good bunter, but he's going to hit away. Here's a ground ball to Jonas third. David will go to second for one, and that's all they're going to get. And that was really close as Cole got a great jump at first. 5-3 on the put out of Derek at second.
Yeah, you're not going to turn two on a ball hit that slow by Matthew Schlungen, who can run. So David going with the middle runner right there, getting him out. And now you got first and third. You got two away, but this guy's been seeing the ball well today, and this guy's Kyle Leeser.
Yes, he has been. He's 1-for-2 in the scorebook, but that one out, a long fly ball to left field. The wind caught a hold of that. He scored a run, and Brinker's throw to first back safely is Matthew Schlungen.
He's got that part in your head where you're thinking, watch the runner, but you don't want to run into an out with this guy with a runner on third.
Ryan Messer, now the base runner, over at third, takes his lead. Quick throw again by Brinker, and back safely is Schlungen.
Talked about locked in last week. Randy, Kyle's not even leaving the batter's box on these throwovers or anything. Wants to hit, ready to hit.
Brinker's pitch, fastball right at the knees, and 0-1 to Leeser.
Had that fly out to deep left, as Randy mentioned. Also that RBI single, and came across the score last inning in the third.
Duffner tries to hold on Schlungen there as Brinker comes home, pitches inside a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. This game got going right at 12:04 today. 12:04.
58 minutes in right now. Intriguing 58 minutes.
Here's the pitch to Leeser. He'll follow this off over by his third base dugout. And the count to ball and two strikes. We have 83 degrees here in Cold Spring. But, Kirby, you said that breeze is so awesome today. It's like a dry wind, isn't it?
It's comfy, yeah. Got the AC on, basically.
Ball and two strikes. See if Matthew Schlungen has the ticket to take off. He does not, and the pitch is high for a ball, and 2-2.
Big spot in the game, Randy, is it's 3-1. You got Leeser on the mountain in a big ballpark with the wind blowing in. You could make some distance right here with a big knock. Brinker's got other plans.
Yes, he does. Jake Brinker kicks and delivers to Leeser. He'll drive this to right center field and giving chase. No, Distel's not going to get that as it's going to roll close to the warning track. That will score two. Kyle Leeser pulls into second with a double, and the Martins have opened it up here 5-1. They lead the Rockies in the fourth.
You get that that wind can play tricks on you, Randy. Is, you know, not that that was a, you know, a should have been caught ball by any means, but the first step maybe was over for Distel as opposed to back, where if he goes straight back on it, it's maybe an easier play because the ball just kind of kept going and going. And you talked about it, the wind pushing it to the right field pole, and it just kind of kept going and going and over Distel's head, 2-run double.
That was our first really good test today to see how the ball carries to right field, Kirby, and yeah, it took off. But Kyle's bat, here's Moritz. Little bloop to center field, coming hard and making the catch for the Rockies. Their center fielder, Brady Lynn, that'll do it for the Martins here in the fourth inning. But they tack on a couple more. 2 runs here and 2 hits. There were no errors. 1 left on. We played 4 in Cold Spring. It's St. Martin 5, the Cold Spring Rockies 1. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, Contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.
You're listening to Your Dependable Neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka.
Well, 5-1, St. Martin's leading the Cold Spring Rockies. We make our way to the top of the fifth inning, and the Cold Spring Rockies know, Kirby, this elimination game. They went deep into the state tournament last year, and if they want to get back, they're going to have to figure out Scott Leeser here.
Got some work to do as they all of a sudden, I mean, they were up 1-0. Next thing you know, the next time they're batting, they're down 2, and the time they're batting after that, they find themselves down 4. Against a pretty tall order on the mound.
Sam Distel at the plate. The first pitch from Scott Leeser, a ball and 1-0. Now Distel will swing and the count 1-1.
Sammy struck out looking his first time up.
The 1-1 on the inside corner. Strike 2 called and 1-2. 1-2. Distel will foul this back and out of play. Count stays 1-2. Sartell Muskies leading Monticello in 11C, 4-0. Top of the seventh there. Strike 3 called, and Distel gets caught looking.
Snaps that hook off. So you flip it over towards your blazer, and you're sitting there thinking, okay, you know, maybe he'll come back with it. Oh, there's the heater on the black. I'm going to go sit down now.
5 strikeouts for the right-hander. And here's TJ New.
Second time he's got Distel, and second time he's got him looking.
Pitch a little bit inside to TJ New, and 1-0. The Leeser pitch, and New will follow this out of play. And the count at a ball and a strike. TJ New struck out in his first at bat against Scott Leeser.
Silver Streaks Chargers for a ticket to the big dance coming up at 2:30 on KASM.
Swing and a miss by New. Strike 2. 1-2. 1-2. A 5-1 St. Martin lead. And New will slice this one. Foul right off the St. Martin dugout. We got players and bat boys just kind of watching intently, and that ball coming at you probably 100 miles an hour just about.
Hopefully intently if ball's coming at him like that.
1-2. The Leeser pitch and another foul ball by TJ New right off that cement footing of the dugout. Almost an identical foul ball.
That concrete's been there since I've been around. How many balls do you think have been hit off that thing over the years?
I think more than you have fingers and toes. Swing and a miss. New is out on strikes. And count at 6 strikeouts for Scott Leeser.
Bring it on, Heater. He fouled a couple of them off, and Scott maybe reaching another gear with that fastball. Brought it up a little bit. Tough pitch to hit, the high, hard one. And 2 gone via the strikeouts. Brady Lynn up.
Top of the fifth inning. Brady Lynn struck out in his first at bat. There's a swing and a miss by Brady. Strike 1. Can just see the frustration in the batter's faces, Kirby, facing Leeser and then swinging and missing. It's like, gosh, how come I didn't hit that?
He's got 6 strikeouts. 7, 8, 9 have 5 of them right now. So
pitches outside a ball, and 1-1 to Brady Lynn. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss, strike 2. Oh, 2, the count to Brady Lynn. And just fouled off to stay alive.
How do you hit that?
He hit the very end of the bat on that.
But where
pitch.
Was the pitch? I mean, that would have hit a lefty in the foot.
It would have. Yeah, it was that far over that.
Stepping across the plate. Just kind of, please hit it. Stay alive. Give me another chance.
Fastball just a bit high by Scott Leeser. Scoreboard saying 2-2.
That's what I got.
Okay.
Missed on 0-0.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Strike 3 called, and Lynn is Out on strikes, and that'll end the Rockies' fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 4.5. It's St. Martin 5, the Cold Spring Rockies 1. We're back with more baseball in a minute on KASM.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
Brian Schlemming, Tanner Arsenal, Brady Goble set to face Jake Brinker. Brinker on in relief in the third inning of starter Eli Backus. And the first pitch, too, Brian, is a ball, 1-0. Brian, so far today, 1-for-2, had a base hit back in the third inning.
A drag bunt single. That was a beaut, Randy. That kind of got the Martins cooking, keeping them extended.
There's a fly ball to Sam Distel on right field on the run. Sam makes the catch for the first out. To the plate, Tanner Arsenault. Tanner 0-for-2 so far today. Once in a while, we'll get a gust of wind here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. I'm sure it's the same down on the field as the strike is called to Tanner.
I am not complaining about it.
No.
It feels pretty good.
No balls and a strike, the count to Arsenault. Here's a shot right back up the middle. Jake Brinker kind of looks at Tanner Arsenault after he delivered that shot up the middle, just missing Brinker's feet. It's like, come on now.
Well, almost look as if you got all this grass out here, and you're hitting it at my feet. What gives? Tanner on base for the first time today.
I remember as an amateur player too, Kirby, when we took batting practice, a lot of times in the cage, it was always you were focused on hitting it right back at that pitching machine or right up the middle.
Yeah, hit that net.
Here's Brady Goble to the plate and breaking ball from Brinker. Strike and 0-1 to Brady. Brady so far today, a perfect 2-for-2 as he's bidding for the chasm cap.
Longtime Richmond Royal assistant coach, player, whatever you want to call him, Tom Niehaus. He would throw BP forever. He was a BP machine, and he had an issue with getting behind the net sometimes. And when he would get hit a few times throughout the summer, we'd say, well, get behind the net, Wheeze. And he'd say, hey, if you're hitting it off me, that's good.
Pitch outside from Jake Brinker in the count, 1-1. 1-1. Arsenault leads from first. And the pitch from Brinker.
Ooh.
There's a drive to right center field. That one's going to find a gap. And Brady Goble, a 3-for-3 afternoon.
Hit and run right there as Arsenault was moving, but Tanner, good base running. He tough read. Distel, you know, not exactly. We up here have a beautiful view of it, knowing that ball was going to be down. But Tanner on second, I can't just turn and burn. He catches it. I'm doubled up, and we're out of the inning right there. So he had to stay up at second base, and he watched it drop, and he realized, well, I can't go now because Distel was kind of coming in on the ball by that point. So hit and run worked, but it didn't
just
work.
Everybody
too.
Moved up a base. Yeah. Here's Jalen Arsenault. Jalen is second at bat since coming in for Avery Schmitz. Chopper hits slowly to third. David Jonas in on the grass. David's only play is to first and 5-3 on the put out of Arsenault.
So Jalen, a couple bounce outs to the left side. He does move the runners up a base each right there. Ryan Messer up. This kid's been hot through the tournament, so a productive out. An out nonetheless, but a productive out for Jalen Arsenal.
You got it. Ryan Messer, 1-for-2 so far today. Run scored. And Messer rips it up the middle. Alex Geislinger goes to the back and makes a great play. 4-3 in the put out of Messer, and that will do it for the Martins. In the fifth inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played five here in Cold Spring, 5-1. St. Martin with the lead over the Cold Spring Rockies. We are back in a minute.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Hands down, the town's favorite pub, it's Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. You won't break the bank eating out at Trapper's. Give the daily specials a try. Monday, it's an $8 single-topping pizza. On Tuesday, taco night, enjoy beef taco for $7 or a chicken taco for $8. Wednesday, $6 burger baskets are a customer favorite. Thursday is always chef's choice. And Friday, give the fish special your attention. Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming invites you to enjoy a favorite beverage, try a daily special, or order off the menu 7 days a week. For takeouts or catering, phone 548-3700.
Region 15 seat baseball action on KASM, brought to you by El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep Sport, Cooper Old Spring Hill, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, and Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud as Alex Geislinger leads off the sixth inning for the Colts. Rockies drills it down the left field line into the corner, and Alex will stroll into second base with a stand-up double. Alex, he's gone that way all day today. He's 2-for-3 on the afternoon, and he's taken every pitch that way.
Grounded out to third in the first. Had that single slash to left in the third. Now a double first pitch swinging down the left field line, Randy. And obviously, Lees are working him away, and Alex, a good enough hitter to trust his hands, stay deep on the ball, punch it to left. He's 2-for-3 on the day.
It's Jordan New at the plate. Jordan 1-for-2. 5-1, St. Martin leading the Cold Spring Rockies. New tries to drag a bunt, and it's bunted foul in the count 0-1.
Yeah, Goble playing back at first with the lefty New up, so Jordan taking a chance, just trying to get it past the pitcher. He'd beat it out, bunts it off of his foot for strike one.
If you're just joining us, 5-1, St. Martin with the lead over the Cold Spring Rockies. Rockies batting in the sixth. Runner on, nobody out. New fouls this to the backstop, and the count at 0-2 to Jordan New. David Jonas on deck for the Rockies.
Part of the order that got it done for Cold Spring in the third to push that inaugural run across. New had the RBI single his last time up. Reached base twice.
Looking back to second is Leaser, and the pitch to New. It's fouled at the plate right off of Jordan's foot. And the count stays at 0-2.
So sometimes when you see some batters who just kind of chunk a ball and you'll get a, you know, oh, look at that acting job. You can't act like he's acting right now. If you do, that's commitment to the bit, because that must have hurt pretty bad as Jordan, I think he did like a 360 and he ended up 10, 15 feet in front of home plate. Just Jonas comes out to give him a, I bet that stung, didn't it? As just not fun for Jordan New right there.
0-2 the count to Jordan. Scott Leeser, he'll glance back to Alex Geislinger at second, and the pitch outside a ball, and the count at a ball and two strikes.
Good take right there from New. Leeser just nibbling that outside corner. What'd you say? Friday night strike?
Friday night strike.
I like it.
1-2 the count. Leeser ready again. Big high leg kick. New will foul it to the backstop. The count stays at 1-2. We keep mentioning it, but our game number two today will be between Spring Hill and New Munich. That'll be a state qualifier game, as is this one, a state qualifier game. So stick around for that. New lifts it in the air to shallow center field. Leeser back on the grass from short. Kyle make the catch for the first out.
You've watched regions a lot. You watched Kyle for 3 years in high school, and you've seen him in amateur ball now for, I don't know, going on like 12 years. Tanner Arsenal and him both went back on that ball, and initially you look at Tanner, and it's like, what are you even doing back there? I don't know that I've ever seen anyone call him off. Like, it's his ball. I watched him play in college at St. Cloud State for shortstop for 4 years. I seen him play amateur ball high school. If it's up there, he's calling for it.
Here's David Jonas, and David will take a strike in 1-1.
Tough day for Jonas. He had that interesting strikeout in the first inning where he thought the count was 1-1, and the plate ump said it was 0-2, and then he hits the ball hard his last time to Leaser in a big spot. Kyle gets him out.
0-1 the count. Jonas gives this one a ride to left field. Cole by the line. Cole in foul ground can't catch up to it. And just a long foul ball for David Jonas. But you look at how far that one ran yet, Kirby, as Cole was into the corner.
Stiff breeze coming in from left too, Randy. Yeah. Derek's, you know, it says 330 on the sign. If was he almost past that? Because it goes back there for the bullpen. It almost appears that he was back behind that.
It almost appeared, yeah, that he was.
So that ball's 335 or 330 even off the bat, but just twisting foul. And like you said, just long strike.
0-2 to Jonas. Ready in the mound. Scott Leaser delivers, and Jonas ground ball to third. Fielded cleanly by Messer across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout of David.
Looks back, the runner. Geisinger wasn't going anywhere, but still looked him back. And it's a heady play, a Skooks play, if you will, right
yes,
there.
It was.
Doing the right things.
And to the plate, Austin Duffner. With two outs and one on. Austin so far today, 0-2. Five runs, nine hits, three errors for the Martins as Duffner swings and misses strike one. No runs, a hit. One run, three hits, and an error for the Cold Spring Rockies. Leaser ready. Pitch two, Duffner is outside, and the count, 1-1, one strike. 1-1 the count. Pretty nice crowd for our first game here today. At New Munich Spring Hill game, they'll be rolling in here shortly. Duffner takes a pitch outside, and the count at 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 the count.
468 people, something like that, paid to get in last night. Awesome crowd.
Here's Duffner following it back and out of play. Count at 2-2.
Rockies with a loss to Richmond in the opening game, 6-4. They then beat New Munich. What'd that one go, like 11-3? Or they beat Meyer Grove, 11-3. St. Martin, the walk-off 2-1 victory over Spring Hill, and then a loss to Luxembourg on a walk-off at 3-2.
They kick the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Duffner's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Rockies here in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played 5.5. It's St. Martin 5, the Cold Spring Rockies 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Stop it at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Eckerfeed, your local big game feed dealer in New Munich, wishes the very best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. For all your feed needs for dairy, hogs, and cattle, talk to the guys at Eckerfeed to have them put together a feed program to fit your operation. Eckerfeed New Munich, serving the area for over 50 years.
Bottom of the sixth inning, a 5-1 St. Martin lead.
See anyone you know down there?
I got a few. Kerry Mergen from Farming, I see him. Jeff Mergen and Kerry and Danny Ray sitting there from Farming. Hermie Schlepper is here today. Derek Cole will lead it off.
productive bottom of the order for St. Martin. Messer's got a run scored. Cole's got a run scored. Schlungen's got a run scored. So bottom third, getting it done for Carl.
Jake Brinker's first pitch, followed it back and over our heads, and 0-1 to Derek Cole. Cole so far today, 1-for-2. He's been on base twice, reached on a rocky air last inning, or actually back in the fourth inning, and the pitch is strike called, and 0-2 to Cole. Painesville defeated Wilmer today, 2-0, so the Pirates live for later today. They'll take on the winner of Regal and Marshall. Swing and a miss.
Oh, no.
Bounces in front of Calvin Kaltoff. He throws to first, and late on the throw is Calvin. He couldn't find that ball again, so give the strikeout to Brinker, but Cole reaches.
We talked about it last week, the worst feeling as a catcher or the worst feeling as a ball player in general, knowing you should know where the ball is, but you can't find it, and then you look down, and it's right at your feet. Cole swung. It was not the prettiest swing for Derek, but he realized that the ball was in the dirt, so he took off running hard right away. You see guys sometimes maybe react like, oh, I swung and missed, I don't have to run, but Derek took off, and by the time Calvin found it, no chance to get Cole to get the leader on.
See if Carl wants to bunt Matthew Schlungen here. Matthew pulls up on the bat, puts a great bunt down again.
Oh.
Fielding it as Brinker. What? He'll have to flip it underhand. And 1-3 on the putout. And Brinker does that without a glove. Fields that, does a little tip drill with the baseball.
Patty caked it to himself right there.
Tipped it to himself. Yes, he did.
Look, Mom, no glove.
Second sacrifice of the game for Matthew Schlungen. 1-3 on the putout, one out. Cole the second, and comes Kyle Leeser to the plate. 2-for-3 for Kyle.
Three RBIs, run scored, double.
Kyle has a double off of Brinker. And the pitch to Leeser.
Jeez.
Calvin Kaltoff kind of lowering his head there, too. He's going, hey, man, that was there.
Going to need that one. This guy's pretty good. Don't really want to throw him four strikes.
Call the ball. 1-0. Brinker ready. He'll come home, and Leeser rips this to center field. Fading back is Brady Lynn, and he drops the ball. It goes off of his glove, and everybody's safe. Cole will go to third. Kyle Leeser hustling it out, ends up at second. Brady Lynn will pick up the air. Boy, he was underneath it and just went off his glove.
Went a long way. You know, it's deep into right center. We've talked about the ballpark for the entire tournament, that there's a lot of grass to cover out there. Brady playing VF Legion high school ball here. He's been a two-year starter for the Rockies, under the ball. And hate to bring it up, but Tyler Geislinger not in center field for Cold Spring. You get a different guy out there. That's a big error. Now you got second and third, and the infield's got to come in, Randy.
Infield in on the grass with just that one out. Number two hitter plate, that's Zach Moritz, and Zach will follow it off in the count. And a 1-1 to Mr. Moritz.
With the confidence in a young man right there, Moritz comes up. Second and third, state qualifying game. Brinker comes over with a curveball, and he saw it right out of the hand and take a big hack at it.
We're going to call Zach 0-for-3 today. As Moritz follows this to the backstop in the count 0-2. Now, if Moritz had Al Omdahl's book, he'd probably be 1-for-3 today. But we're going 0-for-3. That was nice. The umpire debacle that we're all waiting for some scorekeeper out there to come and say, Randy and Kirby, this is what it is. The 0-2 count. Here's Moritz ripping it to Jonas at third. Line out and two outs. Boy, he has hit it hard today.
Now, we talked about catching and then doing step two. You got to do step one before you do step two. And Jonas right there just itching to race Cole over to the bag, Randy. But he realized, I got to catch it first, then I'll go over to the bag.
That's right.
Nice play by Jonas and a big out for Brinker.
Brian Schlungen up at the plate. Brian 1-for-3, a bunt single in one of his at-bats. He'll follow this one off at the plate. The count 0-1 to Brian. The ball, it's one strike. And Schlungen, you know, he fouled that one off his foot or an ankle, but he's so catcher tough.
Yeah.
It just don't matter. It just don't matter. Tough ball player. The 0-1, Schlungen swings over the top of the Brinker, breaking ball, and the count 0-2.
That's what 2,000 yards of rushing in the West Central North Conference will do for you, huh?
Yeah. Brian, I think he's still part of the team with Peach Leopard. Don't they do the pitching mounds?
The mound hounds, yeah, A-Town mounds.
Brian helping out with that. And the pitch a little bit high, and the count, one ball, two strikes. think Nick Mergen had something to do with that. Nick now serving our country in the armed forces.
Yeah. Nice kid, too.
Yeah.
Both of them.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Schlangen laces it to left field. That's going to score Cole. Here comes Kyle Leeser to score. And it's 7-1 as Brian Schlangen delivers. And, you know, the Martins, they keep taking advantage of the rocky airs today, Kirby. And that's been the story of this ballgame here. They have surrounded themselves with players getting into scoring position because of errors, and then they come up with the timely hit.
St. Martin's got three errors, you know. Rockies, the Martins have given some extra outs out to the Rockies, and they haven't taken advantage. But like you said, the Martins are, you know, there for the taking right now, and they've been doing a good job capitalizing on some miscues, and a big two RBI single right there for Schlangen makes it a 6-run game. You're down to six outs. You got Leeser throwing on the mound. It's a tall task all of a sudden.
It is. Two runs in, Schlangen over at first at the plate. Tanner Arsenault fouls the first pitch off for a strike. Here's a quick throw by Kaltoff over to first. Schlangen sliding back in. That pitch was ruled a ball, and 1-1 to Tanner. Tanner, a base hit in his last at bat. He's 1-for-3 today. On deck, Brady Goebel. A pitch and a swing and a miss by Arsenault. Somebody's going down to the Martin bullpen.
What number was that?
Number 5. Could that be Grant Ludwig?
Oh, yeah. I was like, number 5.
Here's Arsenault lifting this to right field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Almost like he took out the 9-iron. Going to third, it's Brian Schlangen.
Oh.
And Jonas drops the ball on a great throw from
Distal
in right field, and Jonas tried to put the tag on Brian Schlangen, and it came out of his glove.
It's kind of that old Jaron Leeser move. It's Jonas is a catcher, too, trying to deke him.
Yes.
And so acting like the ball's not coming, hoping that the runner slows up a little bit. Then you get that nice long hop, and Jonas just kind of ate him up a little bit as Schlangen's out if he catches and tags. And you can put an error there?
No, I don't think you really can.
No, me neither.
No. I mean, going from first to third on a base hit. Brady Goebel coming up to the plate, and Brian Schlangen is going to be pinch run for. Is that Michael Schlangen who's come out of the dugout?
That is Michael, yep.
Michael will pinch run for Brian Schlangen here.
Get Brian off his feet a little bit.
Brian has some shoulder issues that he's been dealing with all year, but he can run.
Oh, Michael, you're talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's Goebel at the plate. First pitch to Brady. A ball, 1-0.
Two runs in, second and third here, and can't help but think of the miscue in right center on Kyle Leeser fly ball.
One ball, no strikes. Goebel will take a strike called, and 1-1. 1-1 the count. Schlangen at third. Arsenault at second. One ball, one strike. Brinker's two-out pitch. Fly ball right field. Distal coming in and dives, makes the catch. Oof. That ball dove at the last second, too. That'll end the sixth inning for the Martins, but they tack on a few more runs. Two runs here on two hits. There was a rocky air and two men left on base. We have played 6 in Cold Spring. St. Martin's 7. The Rockies 1. We'll be back. More baseball here on KASM in a minute.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.